this Planet X, this massive celestial object on a cometary course, is indeed approaching. The evidence is just mountainous. The evidence comes from just so many fields of study, that we could spend months and months just describing it all, because we know these events are actually happening. What we've talked about, what people have talked about for years, is now beginning to come to pass. There's absolutely no doubt whatsoever. Anyone who would even doubt it would have to be completely ignorant or in denial. And I think there's a spiritual explanation to this, and that is Satan wants to mimic God. He wants to take the place of God, the Savior. And indeed, Satan controls the powers of this world, the men who hold all the power and high technology. And they do have scalar weapons. They have the ability to use Tesla technology to create earthquakes and to create openings in the ionosphere and to steer hurricanes. We know they've done it in the past. But what you'll know when you see the events become so monumental, so great, the earth changes, the earth disasters, you'll know that it's coming from God, that no man could create it all. And another way you'll know it is when you see the power elite going underground. In fact, you know it already, because we have absolute proof from Governor Jesse Ventura, his television program on True TV titled Apocalypse 2012, in which he went underground to Cheyenne Mountain underneath and around the Denver, Colorado airport, and showed scenes of this underground city and spoke with the chief of security, Colonel Wynn, who told us that when these huge, massive doors, steel doors, are closed shut, nobody's going to be able to come in. Indisputable, when Jesse Ventura went underground and viewed all this. So we know the power elite are going underground. They can't be underground hiding while they're creating earthquakes. The worst place to be when an earthquake occurs is underground. So they're not going to kill themselves. You'll see massive earthquakes. But the reason they're going underground, I know it doesn't make sense from an earthquake point of view, but the reason they're going underground is because of the solar scorching that will occur probably first, concurrently with the earthquakes. They have no choice. When the earth begins to burn, they've got to get underground at least for a period of time. So that's how you'll know. That's how you know that it's being created by God and not by man, because the events will become so devastating. You know, I don't know much about NASA. In fact, nobody really knows. Everything is kept so secret. It's a shame, because we feel like we're incompetent when we talk about what NASA's doing. It's only because they're so secretive. We have like a police state in this country, as you know, throughout the government, and NASA is no exception. In fact, NASA, because of Planet X, NASA is probably the most secretive organization, you know, alongside the CIA that we have in the government. So we can only speculate, but you're right. I mean, just by knowing all those satellites are going up, and then you hear about all these other launches that are occurring right now, and they give you these excuses as to, you know, what they're for. We know. We don't have to know the actual truth or the details. We just know that things are getting hot, and they're scurrying to try to deal with it as best they can. You're right. The evidence is becoming so glaring that things are about to happen, that there's going to be disasters. They want to get away from the coastal areas. They're moving their people. And they can't hide something like that. So they have to just basically, you know, do it and depend upon the stupidity and the apathy of the American people. They just keep it. They don't publicize it, but you know, people like you and I can find that information easily. So it's all very conclusive that things are about to get very bad very soon. I wouldn't be worrying too much about it. When's it coming? Because, you know, as I said, we got a great distance between Jupiter and Earth. Just remember, acceleration. A few basic principles of physics are that When two bodies gravitationally attracted get closer together, their acceleration does not increase linearly as the distance decreases. Their acceleration increases exponentially. And moreover, velocity, the velocity of those two attracting bodies increases exponential to acceleration. So what we're talking about is an exponential, tremendously exponential increase in the velocity of Planet X and its surrounding comets as it gets closer. So it's like you can compare it to the cartoons, the Roadrunner cartoons, incursion of Planet X. I might add that there is, Sheldon mentioned that Professor McCanny said that there's no evidence. Well, actually, about four months ago, our U.S. government, NASA, it's in the Chandra X-ray Observatory satellite, Chandra spelled C-H-A-N-D-R-A, X-ray Observatory satellite, did actually sight Planet X. And the disinformation that they put out, they did actually report that they saw this huge comet, but they were not able to identify it. That's the falsehood right there. But the fact that they did notice a huge comet, I guess it was impossible to cover it up, so they actually made this report. But the report was buried somewhere in the news. Dr. Bill Deagle reported it, and other people have reported the sighting by the Chandra X-ray Observatory satellite. Also, there was Marshall Masters, a former science editor for CNN, Cable News Network, has done a lot of research on Planet X, and he has a website. He's been putting out books and information on Planet X. Very good scientific information as a man in the science field within the mainstream media. And he has mentioned that he had reported that someone had put on the Internet actual footage, film footage or photographs of Planet X that was taken by the South Pole Telescope. This is a secret telescope. It's not been revealed to the public. They spent millions of dollars to construct this South Pole Telescope in 2007. And in January of 2008, there was someone who was probably either a friend or acquaintance or one of the astronomers themselves at the South Pole Observatory who put this visual information, this photographic evidence of Planet X on the YouTube. Okay, within one day, this photographic evidence of Planet X taken from the South Pole Telescope was taken down. In 2004, Professor McCanny does not like people to be, using his material or whatever, they say listen to his program. So I'm going to tell you to do what he tells everybody else to do, is go to his radio archives, jmccannyscience.com, and go to the archive of the June 17th, 2004 broadcast, June 17th, 2004. And when you listen to it, you'll hear him say that leaks are coming out from all over the place, from professional astronomers and military types down at Project Wormwood, which is an observatory in Australia. And he says the leaks are coming out, and he's quoting the leaks, quote, that a mini solar system is moving into our solar system. Now, what is a solar system? Well, we know our solar system is defined as a sun with celestial bodies, planets, revolving around it. Again, we've got the beehive configuration. That's what a solar system is. It doesn't have to actually be a bright, burning sun like our sun. It could be a solar system with a dead sun. Well, Planet X is sort of a dead sun. It's smoldering. It's hot. But it's not large enough to actually go into nuclear fusion and create sunlight. But it's indeed, by definition, by scientific definition, Planet X is a solar system. So the Professor McCanny reported that these leaks are coming out from all over the place. Astronomers, professional astronomers, military types saying we have found a mini solar system moving into our system. And that's what I meant by this beehive. And as it passes close to Earth, this planet never hits Earth. The closest it comes to Earth, according to studies made by scientists, is about 15 million miles. That's considered a very close passage around 15 to 20 million miles away, but it is, this planet has many celestial bodies encircling it, ranging in size from tiny red iron dust particles, iron oxide dust particles, to larger rocks, boulders, asteroids, meteors, comets, and even small planets, many, many thousands of them encircling it. Why would all these celestial bodies be encircling this huge brown dwarf star? Because of a phenomenon we all are familiar with. It's called gravity. We can look at some other things they've sent up. They sent up other probes, space telescopes, quite a few space telescopes, and other, I've been just getting passing information because I haven't been following it that closely, but I know a lot of space vehicles have been sent up recently, many of which are telescopes. And there's got to be, it has to be connected. It's so clear, so evident, from the evidence is just mountainous that this planet is coming, that our Earth is being traumatized right now. The scientists know it. The cover-up is just falling apart. I mean, that's how massive the evidence is. So we know, absolutely, they would not be doing anything for scientific research in the distant future, or for normal earthly activities under normal conditions where there is no crisis. This is not a non-crisis situation. They know it. And therefore, anything they do in space is going to be related to this crisis and to be protecting themselves. I was speculating that they're doing something with the International Space Station. I know that I heard on the news, just even, you know, on the regular 5 o'clock news on radio a few months ago, that they had sent up a space payload or shuttle or some kind of vehicle with, I couldn't believe the size of the equipment. They sent up what they said was 45 tons of equipment to the International Space Station to do repairs. Now, even a naive person would be shocked and puzzled to hear of such a large payload being sent for repairs. I mean, that sounds like they're building a whole new space station or doing something to it. And it could be a number of different things they're doing, but it's certainly not normal, and they're certainly lying when they tell us they're doing repairs on it with 45 tons of equipment.